Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen. Glory to thee, our God. Glory to thee, O heavenly King, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, who art everywhere present and fillest all things. Treasury of good things and Giver of life, come and abide in us. Cleanse us from every stain and save our souls, O good one. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, look upon and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen. Lord, have mercy. 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 Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Come, let us worship God our King. Come, let us worship and fall down before Christ our King and our God. Come, let us worship and fall down before Christ himself, our King and our God. O Lord, hearken unto my prayer, give heed to my supplication in thy truth. Hearken unto me in thy righteousness, and enter not into judgment with thy servant. For before thee shall no man living be justified, for the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath humbled my life down to the earth. He hath made me sit in darkness like them that have been long dead. My spirit is dejected within me my heart is disquieted. I have remembered ancient days. I meditated on all thy works. On the works of thy hands did I meditate. I stretched forth my hands unto thee, and my soul like a waterless land unto thee. Hearken unto me speedily, O Lord. My spirit hath vanished. Turn not away thy face from me, lest I become like them that go down into the pit. Make me to hear thy mercy in the morning, for in thee have I hoped. Make known to me the way, O Lord, wherein I should walk, for to thee have I lifted up my soul. Redeem me from mine enemies, O Lord, unto thee have I fled. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy good spirit shall guide me to the land of uprightness, for thy name's sake, O Lord, quicken me. In thy righteousness thou shalt lead my soul out of tribulation, and in thy mercy thou shalt blot out mine enemies, and shalt destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant.
In the fourth tone, God's Lord, and hath revealed himself unto us. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. O confess unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy is forever.
God is the Lord, and hath revealed himself unto us. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
They have encompassed me about, but in the name of the Lord have I kept them back.
God is the Lord, and hath revealed himself unto us. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord.
God is the Lord, and hath revealed himself unto us. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
The stone which your builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This is of the Lord, and it is wondrous in our eyes.
God is the Lord, and hath revealed himself unto us. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Let us who are sinners and wretched ones run now most earnestly to the veil toll close, and let us fall down in repentance, crying out from the depths of our souls, O Sovereign Lady, having compassion on us, do thou help us. Make haste, for we are perishing from a multitude of transgressions. Turn not away from the servants empty-handed, for we have thee as our only hope. Let us who are sinners and wretched ones run now most earnestly to the veil toll close, and let us fall down in repentance, crying out from the depths of our souls, O Sovereign Lady, having compassion on us, do thou help us. Make haste, for we are perishing from a multitude of transgressions. Turn not away thy servants empty-handed, for we have thee as our only hope. We who are unworthy, O Theotokos, will never cease to speak of thy powers. For if thou didst not intercede in prayer, who would have delivered us from so many dangers? Who would have preserved us free until now? Let us never forsake thee, O Sovereign Lady, for thou dost ever save thy servants from all cruel circumstances.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy great mercy, and according to the multitude of thy compassions, blot out my transgressions. Wash me yet more from my transgressions and from my sin, purify thou me. For I know my transgression and my sin is continually before me. Against thee alone have I sinned and done evil before thee, that thou mightest be justified in thy words and conquer when thou art judged. Behold, in transgressions was I conceived, and in sins did my mother bear me. Behold, thou hast loved truth, the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom as thou revealed unto me. Thou shalt sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be cleansed. Thou shalt wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Thou shalt make me to hear joy and gladness. The bones that have been humbled shall rejoice. Turn away thy face from my sins, and blot out all my transgressions. A clean heart create in me, O God, and a right spirit renew in my inmost parts. Cast me not away from thy face, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Give me again the joy of thy salvation, and establish me with the princely spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and the impious shall return unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation. My tongue shall rejoice in thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. For if thou hast desired sacrifice, I would have given it with whole burnt offerings, I will not be pleased. A sacrifice to God is a broken spirit, a broken and humbled heart God will not despise. Do good, O Lord, in thy good will and design, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then shall thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, oblations, and whole burnt offerings. Then shall I lay up bullets upon thine altar.
Having crossed the water as though it were dry land, and escaped from the wickedness of Egypt, the children of Israel shouted aloud, let us sing to our Deliverer and our God. O most holy Theotokos, save us.
Distressed by many temptations, I flee to thee seeking salvation. O Mother of the Word and Virgin, from ordeals and afflictions, deliver me.
O most holy Theotokos, save us.
Outburst of passions trouble me and fill my soul with great despondency. Calm it, O maiden, by the peace of thy Son and God, O all blameless one.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
I implore thee, who gavest birth to the Savior and God, O Virgin, to deliver me from perils. For fleeing now unto thee for refuge, I lift up both my soul and my reasoning.
Both now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Hailing in my body and soul, do thou vouchsafe me the divine visitation and thy care, O thou who alone art the Mother of God, for thou art good and the Mother of the good.
O Lord, thou builder of the vault of heaven, and founder of the church, do thou comfort me in thy love, for thou art our supreme desire and the support of the faithful, O thou who alone lovest mankind. O most holy Theotokos, save us.
I have chosen thee to be the protection and intercession of my life, O Virgin Mother of God. Pilot me to thy haven, O author of blessings, O support of the faithful, O thou only allotted one.
O most holy Theotokos, save us.
I pray thee, O Virgin, to dispel the tumult of my soul and the storm of my grief. For thou, O Bride of God, hast given birth to Christ, the Prince of Peace, O only immaculate one.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Since thou broughtest forth him who is the benefactor and cause of good, from the wealth of thy loving kindness do thou pour forth on all. For thou canst do all things, since thou didst bear Christ, the one who is mighty in power, for blessed of God art thou.
Both now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
I am tortured by grievous sicknesses and morbid passions. O Virgin, do thou help me, for I know thee to be an inexhaustible treasury of unfailing healing, O all blameless one.
Save thy servants from misfortunes, O Theotokos, for after God all of us hasten unto thee, as unto an unshakable wall and protection. Look down with compassion, O all him, Theotokos, on the cruel affliction of my body, and heal the sickness of my soul. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, 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 Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. As thou art fervent in intercession, and an invincible wall, a fountain of mercy and haven of peace, earnestly we cry out unto thee. Theotokos and Sovereign Lady, go before us in anticipation, and deliver us from misfortunes, as thou alone dost speedily intercede for us. O Lord, I have heard the mystery of thy dispensation. I have considered thy works, and I have glorified thy Godhead. O most holy Theotokos, save us.
The turmoil of my passions and the storm of my sins do thou bestill, thou who gavest birth to the Lord in Pilate, O thou bride of God.
O most holy Theotokos, save us.
O bestow out of the abyss of thy compassion on me thy supplicant, for thou didst give birth to the kind-hearted one and Savior of all that hymn thee.
O most holy Theotokos, save us.
While delighting in thy gifts, O spotless one, we sing a song of thanksgiving to thee, knowing thee to be the Mother of God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As I lie on the bed of my pain and infirmity, do thou help me, as thou art a lover of goodness, O Theotokos, who art ever virgin.
Both now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Having thee as our staff and hope, and as our salvation's unshaken battlement, from all manner of adversity are we then redeemed, O thou allotted one.
Enlighten us by thy commands, O Lord, and with thine uplifted arm grant us thy peace, O lover of mankind. O most holy Theotokos, save us.
Fill my heart with gladness, O pure one, by giving me thine incorruptible joy, O thou who didst bear the cause of gladness.
O most holy Theotokos, save us.
Deliver us from dangers, O pure Theotokos, who didst give birth to eternal redemption and the peace that doth pass all understanding.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Dispel the darkness of my sins, O Bride of God, by the radiance of thy splendor, for thou didst bear the light divine and pre-eternal.
Both now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Heal, O pure one, the infirmity of my soul, when thou hast deemed me worthy of thy visitation, and grant me health by thine intercessions.
I will pour out my prayer unto the Lord, and to him will I proclaim my sorrows. For my soul is filled with afflictions, and my life is drawn near to Hades. And like Jonah I will pray, raise me up from corruption, O God. O most holy Theotokos, save us.
My nature held by corruption and death hath he saved from out of death and corruption, for unto death he himself hath submitted. Wherefore, O Virgin, do thou intercede with him who is thy Lord and Son, to deliver me from enemies' wickedness.
O most holy Theotokos, save us.
I know thee as the protection of my life and most safe fortification, O Virgin. Disperse the horde of temptations and drive away demonic vexation. Unceasingly I pray to thee from corruption of passions, deliver me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
We have acquired thee as a wall of refuge and the perfect salvation of our souls and a relief in afflictions, O Maiden, and we ever rejoice in thy light, O Sovereign Lady. Do thou now also save us from passions and dangers.
Both now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Bedridden I lie supine with sickness now, and there is no healing for my flesh, but to thee, O good one, who gave us birth to God and the Savior of the world and the healer of infirmities, I pray, from corruption of illness, raise me up.
O protection of Christians that is not put to shame, unchanging mediation before the Creator, despise not the voice of the sinner's prayer, but in that thou art good, come quickly to help us who call upon thee in faith. Make speed to intercede, and make haste to supplicate, O Theotokos, who dost ever protect those that honor thee.
The Prokimenon in the fourth tone, I shall make thy name to be remembered in all generations.
I shall make thy name to be remembered in all generations.
Hearken, O daughter.
shall make thy name to be remembered in all generations.
I shall make thy name to be remembered
in all generations.
The prokimenon and the fourth tone, let every breath praise the Lord.
Let every breath praise the Lord.
Praise God and his saints, praise him in the firmament of his power.
Let every breath praise the Lord.
Let every breath
praise the Lord.
The reading from the Gospel according to Luke. In those days Mary arose and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it came to pass, when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the babe leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she spoke out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And why is it granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, as soon as the voice of thy greeting sounded in mine ears, the babe leapt for joy in my womb. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a fulfillment of those things which were told to her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in my Savior. For he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty has done great things to me, and holy is his name. And Mary abode with her about 3 months, and returned to her own house.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, through the prayers of the Theotokos, so merciful One. Do thou cleanse a multitude of our transgressions, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Through the prayers of the Theotokos, so merciful One. Do thou cleanse a multitude of our transgressions. Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy great mercy, and according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Entrust me not to human protection, O most holy sovereign lady, but accept the supplication of thy servant. For sorrow has taken hold of me. I am not able to endure the demon's arrows. I, the wretched one, have left a shelter, not a place to run. Always I am fleeing, and I have no consolation save thee, O sovereign lady of the world, the hope and protection of the faithful. Turn not away from my supplication. Do that which is profitable for me. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, 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 Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. The children of Judea who dwelt of old in Babylon trampled underfoot the flame of the furnace. Through their faith in the Trinity, as it sang aloud, O God of our fathers, blessed art thou. O most holy Theotokos, save us.
Having willed to accomplish our salvation, O Savior, that didst dwell in the womb of the Virgin, and didst show her to the world as the mediatress, O God of our fathers, blessed art thou.
O most holy Theotokos, save us.
The dispenser of mercy whom thou didst bear, O pure mother, do thou implore to deliver from transgressions and defilements of the soul those who with faith cry out, O God of our fathers, blessed art thou.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
A treasury of salvation and a fount of incorruption is she who gave thee birth. A tower of safety and a door of repentance hast thou proved her to them that shout, O God of our fathers, blessed art thou.
Both now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.
For weakness of body and sickness of soul, O Theotokos, do thou vouchsafe healing to those who with love draw near to thy protection, O Virgin, who for us gave us birth to Christ the Savior.
the King of heaven, glorified by the host of angels. Let us praise and exalt above all forever. O most holy Theotokos, save us.
Sustain not those who need thy help, O Virgin, and who him and supremely exalt thee unto the ages.
O most holy Theotokos, save us.
Thou healest the infirmity of my soul and the pains of my body, O Virgin, that I may glorify thee, O pure one, unto the ages.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Thou pourest forth a wealth of healing on those who with faith hymn thee, O Virgin, and who supremely exalt thine ineffable offspring.
Both now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Thou drivest away the assaults of temptations and the attacks of the passions, O Virgin, wherefore do we hymn thee unto all ages.
Say through thee, pure Virgin, we confess thee to be truly Theotokos, and with the choirs of angels we magnify thee. O most holy Theotokos, save us.
Turn not away from the torrent of my tears, O Virgin, thou who didst give birth to Christ, who doth wipe away all tears from every face.
O most holy Theotokos, save us.
Fill my heart with joy, O Virgin, thou who didst receive the fullness of joy and didst banish the grief of sin.
O most holy Theotokos, save us.
Be the haven and protection, a wall unshaken, a refuge and shelter, and the gladness, O Virgin, of those who flee unto thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Illumine with the rays of thy light, O Virgin, those who piously confess thee to be the Theotokos, and do thou banish away all darkness of ignorance.
Both now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
In a place of affliction and infirmity am I brought low, O Virgin, do thou heal me, transforming my illness into healthfulness.
Meet it is in truth to bless thee, O Theotokos, who art ever blessed and all blameless, and the Mother of our God, more honorable than the cherubim, and more glorious without compare than the seraphim, who without corruption gave us birth to God the Word. Verily, Theotokos, we magnify thee. Let us honor in hymns the sovereign Lady of the world, higher than the heavens, and more pure than the brightness of the sun, who has delivered us from the curse. The multitude of my sins makes weak my body and my soul also. I hasten to thee, O full of grace, the hope of the hopeless, do thou help me. O sovereign Lady and Mother of the Deliverer, accept the supplication of thine unworthy servants, that thou mightest mediate before him that was born of thee. O sovereign Lady of the world, be thou our mediatress. Joyfully and fervently we now sing hymns to thee as the all-hymn birth-giver of God. Together with the forerunner and all the saints, pray, O Theotokos, that he may have compassion on us. O ye host of angels, O forerunner of the Lord, O 12 apostles, and all saints, together with the Theotokos, make supplication that he will save.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, look upon and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen.
Have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy on us. For laying aside all excuse, we sinners offer to thee, as to our Master, this obligation. Have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O Lord, have mercy on us. For in thee have we put our trust. Do not be angry with us, nor remember our iniquities, but look down on us even now as thou art compassionate, and deliver us from our enemies. For thou art our God, and we are thy people. We are all the work of thy hands, and we call on thy name, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. O blessed Theotokos, open the doors of compassion to us whose hope is in thee, that we may not perish, but be delivered from adversity through thee. For thou art the salvation of the Christian people. Lord, have mercy. 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 Lord, have mercy.
Most holy, sovereign Lady Theotokos, thou art higher than all the angels and archangels, and more honorable than all creation. Thou art the helper of the offended, the hope of them that are without hope, and the intercessor for the poor, the consolation of the sorrowful, and nourisher of them that hunger, a robe for the naked, healing for the sick, the salvation of sinners, and the help and protection of all Christians. O all-merciful sovereign Lady, Virgin Theotokos, through thy mercy do thou save and have mercy on the most holy Orthodox Synod of Bishops, the most holy metropolitan archbishops and bishops, and all the priestly and monastic orders, the military leaders, civil authorities, and Christ-loving armed forces, and well-wishers and all Orthodox Christians, do thou defend by thy precious robe. And do thou entreat, O Lady, Christ our God, who became incarnate in thee without seed, that he gird us with his power from on high against our enemies, both visible and invisible. O all-merciful sovereign Lady Theotokos, raise us up out of the depths of sin, and deliver us from famine, destruction, from earthquake and flood, from fire and the sword, from invasion of aliens and civil war, and from sudden death, and from attacks of enemies, and from noxious winds, and from death-bearing plagues, and from all evil. Grant, O Lady, peace and health unto thy servants and all Orthodox Christians, and enlighten their minds and the eyes of their hearts unto salvation. And count us thy sinful servants worthy of the kingdom of thy Son, Christ our God. For blessed and most glorified is his dominion, together with his Father who is without beginning, and his most holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen. More honorable than the cherubim, and more glorious without compare than the seraphim, who without corruption gave his word to God the Word. Verily, Theotokos, we magnify thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. O Lord, bless. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen.